We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 5 and 21 through 33. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Will I tell you in the dark? Say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to endure the cross for Jesus, who bore the shame and suffering of the cross for us. Therefore, we can do no less than take up our own cross and endure the criticism of this world for him. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, with special attention to the following words of Jesus himself. "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, endure the cross. What a challenging statement on this Sunday morning, as we once again meditate on the Word of God and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The words printed on the cover of our bulletin this morning, "I have decided to follow Jesus." And then listen to the rest of that. "He bore the shame and suffering of the cross for me. I can do no less than take up my cross and endure the criticism of this world for him." The words we sang about in the hymn of the day, "Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name?" Yes, endure the cross. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we willing to endure the cross of Jesus? Well, it all depends, doesn't it? It all depends where we are personally in our walk, in our relationship to Jesus. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. It all depends, doesn't it, on whether we have or don't have a very strong faith and trust in Jesus, especially when you and I are challenged as Christians in this world we live, to take up our own cross and endure the criticism of this world for Him. Whether we believe or don't believe in Jesus' promise to give us the strength to endure the cross for His name's sake, whether we believe it or not, whether we are prepared or are not prepared to endure even the challenges and confrontations, we all will ultimately suffer at the hands of our own loved ones in our family for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And why? Because that's precisely what Jesus is talking about in the gospel lesson for today. As Jesus sent out the 12 disciples with the following instructions, Jesus told them, brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father's child. And children will rise against parents and will put them to death. At first it may sound harsh, doesn't it? Coming from Jesus Himself. And yet it's not. Because that's precisely what happened later on to the early Christians in the New Testament church, especially to the 12 disciples. As Jesus sent them out, and they were persecuted for the sake of the gospel, most of the 12 disciples were crucified. Did you know that? Yes, they were crucified, just like Jesus died by crucifixion. Other disciples were beheaded, killed by the sword, tortured or stoned to death, or even for that matter, exiled as John was to the island of Patmos. And that will also be true of us, whether we like it or not. Even though we may not experience the same cruel and inhumane punishment the disciples suffered at the hands of the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ, either by crucifixion, beheading, tortured, or stoned to death, killed by the sword, or exiled, we will experience some kind of persecution for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Jesus makes that very clear in the same chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verse 36, that the time will come, and listen to what he says, when a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Are we listening? A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. That's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a great challenge for us to endure it for the sake of the cross of our Lord Jesus. As a matter of fact, whether you know it or not, I'm sure you do, it's happening right now in most families, especially between believers and unbelievers that Jesus is talking about in our text for today. Instead of peace in the family, I see a lot of war right now. Instead of love, I see a lot of hatred in families. Instead of kindness, a lot of revenge and retaliation in families. And how sad that is. Not only that, but Jesus goes on to say, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yes, ultimately as Christians, we will be hated by all unbelievers because of our faith and commitment to Jesus. As a matter of fact, Jesus experienced that himself, didn't he? As he was hated by his own enemies. We all know the story of Jesus during his passion. Especially hated by the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, and teachers of the law as they turned against Jesus, accusing him of blasphemy, breaking the Sabbath, And finally, for claiming to be the Messiah, how dare he say that he is the Son of God, the Anointed One, the one who had come to save the world from sin, from death, from the power of the devil. How dare he do that? So they rejected the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of love and mercy and kindness and forgiveness. They were constantly questioning Jesus' authority. Tell us what authority you are doing these things, or who gave you this authority? And at the end of the day, we all know the rest of the story, don't we? As Paul Harvey used to say a long time ago, Jesus paid the price as they finally crucified him on that cross. And as they turned against Jesus, and later on against his own disciples, the 12 who were sharing the love and forgiveness of the gospel, they will also turn against us, as Jesus says in our text for today, and reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. They will try to criticize us. They will try to harm us for what we stand and believe as Christians. And yet we have nothing to fear or to be afraid of. Because Jesus says, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. That is the good news this morning from Jesus. That's why we need Jesus. To endure it to the end. As we place all of our faith, all of our trust in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. Jesus, who endured it himself and stood firm to the end as he faced criticism and accusations and persecution by the religious leaders. Jesus even endured Judas' betrayal. Remember that? How painful it must have been for Jesus when Judas betrayed him. With a sign of love, a kiss. And then later on, Peter, as he denied him 3 times, I do not know this man. And then the others, they ran away. Nowhere were they to be found to defend Jesus. They were concerned only about themselves. Yes, Jesus endured it for us, as he was willing to suffer and die on the cross in our place. He bore the shame, the suffering of the cross for us, for you and for me. He has promised, as a matter of fact, that he will never disown us, or that he will abandon us. On the contrary, we have his promise in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. That's why Jesus says in our text for today, so have no fear of them. Fear not those who kill the body and cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him, God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Yes, there's nothing we need to be concerned about or be afraid of as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. Focused on the cross of Jesus. We have his promise again in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning verse 2. Listen to it. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him, Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit as we endure the cross to the end, and we are saved. Not because of our accomplishments, not because of our self-righteousness, but because of His righteousness, what Jesus has accomplished for us on the cross as He suffered and died in our place. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Sure I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by Thy word. The promise made by Jesus Himself in our text for today. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me, says Jesus, before men, I also will deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Yes, brothers and sisters, we can do no less than take up our cross and endure the criticism of this world for Jesus. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. Endure to the end, and you will be saved by faith in Christ as your Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all, unto life everlasting. Amen.